Hallelujah. Amen. I witnessed something happen that was totally amazing. It was about 10 years ago on the Rainy River with my dad. And I was reminded of this story as I was just up on the Rainy River about a week and a half ago at the exact same location where this had happened, and I just told it to a buddy of mine that I was with. So there we were on a Wednesday. It was really, really not many folks on the river, not many boats out there at all. And on the Minnesota side, we saw this otter sort of playfully teeter-tottering on the ice shelf along the shore there. It was all excited and happy. And so we trolled over to take a closer look at this otter. And we saw that the otter was excited because the otter had, I don't know if it caught the fish or if it just happened to buy this really big smallmouth bass. It had to be a 5-pounder. It was just a real fat football of a smallmouth bass. And so lunch was there waiting for him. The otter was just digging in to a tasty meal of smallmouth bass for lunch. Today's message is entitled, Eating is Believing. Why? Because in both post-resurrection narratives or stories, that is, on the road to Emmaus, and in Jerusalem, in today's gospel, it is eating that actually causes the belief. Seeing isn't so much believing, but eating is. On the road to Emmaus, you may recall that Jesus was known to them in the breaking of the bread. And in Jerusalem today, the disciples were still disbelieving and still kind of wondering, even though they're seeing Jesus kind of right there, they're seeing it, that it's a ghost, but they're still kind of in disbelief. And then it isn't until Jesus says, hey, have you anything to eat? And they offer him a piece of broiled fish. He took it and ate, and then there was belief. And so today, eating is believing. And so this otter on the Rainy River was just starting to eat this delicious 5-pound smallmouth bass for shore lunch. When all of a sudden, my dad and I, we heard the sounded like eagles. And sure enough, we looked downstream and there was these two eagles flying, and they were actually doing swirls around each other. It was the coolest flight formation I had ever seen an eagle do. And it looked like they were flying with intention. They flew swiftly around, and they came down. One of the eagles swept down and grabbed, clawed the otter, and the otter was still hanging on to the smallmouth bass, and about 30 feet up in the air, the otter, I don't know if it let go or if it just, from the intensity of the situation, the smallmouth bass dropped all the way down to the ice, and the other eagle comes down and swoops down, picks up the smallmouth bass, and flies off, and then the other eagle took the otter and dropped it. Luckily, from about 50 feet up in the air, the otter landed in the river. So the otter was okay. Yes. And so we witnessed all of this happen, like, just right before our eyes. It was like a nature show right there in front of our eyes. And so for the eagles and the otters, eating was believing. For my dad and I, we had to see it to believe it. It was unbelievable, and we were witnesses to these things, as the gospel recalls. And so the Emmaus and Jerusalem stories, they parallel one another. There are 7 similarities. In the bulletin just below the graphic there, I have a table for you. And by the way, every week, if you want a deeper walk with the gospel or how we arrive at some of the deeper contextual meanings, there are Crossmarks Christian Resources. I have them just outside the door every week if you want to learn in a deeper context or deeper meaning about anything related to the gospel. That those are there for your edification, for your journey of faith. I've highlighted the important things or things that are sort of interesting to note. And so in the bulletin, you can follow this table along. At Emmaus, the first thing is that Jesus appears on the road. And at Jerusalem, these are very similar, Jesus appears in their midst. The second similarity is that at Emmaus, the disciples failed to recognize Jesus. And at Jerusalem, the disciples, today, they assume he's a ghost. The third similarity is that Jesus scolds them for not believing. And then today, Jesus scolds them for doubting. And the fourth component or similarity is that food is shared. On Emmaus, it was the acknowledgement that it was the breaking of the bread, and today it's the fish. The fifth similarity is that Jesus instructs from Scripture, and today Jesus instructs from his large bank of knowledge. And the sixth, at Emmaus, the disciples' eyes are open. And at Jerusalem, the disciples' minds are open. These are very similar stories. And then at Emmaus, Jesus disappears. And today, Jesus ascends to heaven. And so, the gospel for Emmaus, it's movement from blindness to sight. And today, it's a movement of doubt to worship. Similar in nature. Common themes shown. It shows how the risen Christ meets the disciples on their journey. Common themes of Jesus' appearance. There's disbelief from the disciples. They first disbelieved that it was him. And then they're disciplined. And then food is shared. Eyes are open, and then Jesus either disappears or ascends to heaven. All of this while moving from either blindness to sight, from doubt to worship. It is a model or a way that Jesus comes to us on our journey as well. Last week we had Confessing Thomas. He had to see it to believe it. And today, it was more than seeing and even feeling Jesus. It is, eating is believing. So the Rainy River story, it wasn't even done yet. About 15 minutes after this otter and eagle story with the smallmouth bass, we started to make our way back over to the Canadian side of the river. And all of a sudden, we heard this barking on the Canadian side, like incessant barking. Like, why? What is that barking at? It isn't just a dog casually barking, but it was like rough, 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 rough. And we looked over the hill, and there was a deer that was running full speed down through the snow, and the deer jumped into the river. The dog was chasing him. I'd never seen anything like this before. The deer jumped into the river right in front of us. We're literally here to the parking lot away. And the deer jumps into the river and starts swimming across to the Minnesota side, right where this eagle incident had happened. The deer made its way across to the Minnesota side, and there was about a 3-foot ice bank. And the deer was trying to get up onto the shore, and it couldn't make its way up there. And we watched And after about 10 minutes, we figured it was going to be able to do it. It couldn't do it. It was weakening. The deer was growing tired. And a boat comes. We started to make our way over there a little bit too, but this other boat came. And it was either, I think it was their paddle that they had on the boat. They pushed the deer's butt up, and the deer made its way up onto the shore. Yes, it was absolutely amazing in that same exact place. And so my dad and I were again in awe, and we were witnesses to these things. All within a matter of 15 to 20 minutes, two major nature shows happening right before our eyes. And so last week, many flocked and flew to see the eclipse. Did any of you see the eclipse? I know the Burghams saw the eclipse. They flew down to Indiana. They went to Indiana, to the Burghams from our church. Anybody else go to see the eclipse?
Just saw it on TV.
Probably pretty good footage there. Yep. And so it was 4 minutes of wow, right? In today's gospel, less than 4 minutes, we experience the totality, the wow of this encounter by the disciples. The risen Christ on Emmaus, at Emmaus, and at Jerusalem. The wow of this encounter. May we experience not only seeing, but tasting and seeing that the risen Lord is good. Like, wow, good. The sun's light is powerful as we see today. And at the eclipse, namely, we're reminded of the power of the sun's light. That you can't look at it. It is so, you need special glasses to look at it. The sun's light is so powerful. May we be reminded of that this Easter Sunday. Well, it's this Easter season. That the sun's light is so powerful that we cannot help but love because we are loved so deeply. I'm reminded of that today as we baptize Jace and Wade, that the love that surrounds these two kids, it's palpable. That they're not only surrounded by their loving God, but their loving congregation who surrounds them with absolute love and affection. And that's what it is to be part of a faith community here at First Lutheran Church, is that we are family and we care and we love. And so you can taste it, you can see it, you can feel it here in this place. That the Lord is good. And so let's break bread together. For pizza, whatever kind of bread that is, we're going to have that afterwards. But what I'm, of course, referring to is bread for Holy Communion. We break bread together every Sunday here at our church because it's part of who we are. It's how Christ is made known to us in the breaking of the bread. If we could have broiled fish, or we could do that every Sunday as well. But I can't seem to catch a crappie, so that's not happening. But it is the wow of these things that Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. It is the wow of these things that keeps us coming Sunday after Sunday, that Christ is risen for us. For you, each and every one of you, as we die and rise in Christ, know that we are loved eternally by Jesus. Amen.